USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, he's a Republican, he shares what this means for North Korea.
The North Koreans had an opportunity to become part of the international community and negotiate. They've made it clear that they don't want to do that, so now that the talks are off, I think that they will become more and more isolated, if that is indeed possible. But certainly the mood here on Capitol Hill is to be as punitive as we possibly can with the sanctions and let them know that a nuclear peninsula on the Korean peninsula will not be tolerated.
Eight women have accused Morgan Freeman of harassment and inappropriate behavior. That's according to a new report out by CNN. 16 people came forward. Eight of those said they were harassed. The other eight witnessed the harassment. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Federal transportation regulators have issued a first-of-its-kind recommendation on school bus safety, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The National Transportation Safety Board making a recommendation for the first time ever that lap and shoulder seat belts be required on all new school buses in America. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt.
In such a crackdown is long overdue.
Sumwalt was speaking to NBC News. He says the agency's new position follows an investigation that was prompted by two deadly school bus crashes in 2016. The agency now recommending the 42 states that don't require lap and shoulder belts on large school buses add that requirement.
An Oregon high school student is suing his school, saying it violated his First Amendment rights when they suspended him for wearing a President Trump shirt. The student wore the shirt because he knew they were going to be talking about politics and immigration during his People in Politics class that day. The shirt did say Donald J. Trump Construction Company. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump canceled his planned summit with North Korea today. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was also testifying today before a Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez had some concerns going into this meeting.
The art of diplomacy is a lot harder than the art of the deal. The reality is that it's pretty amazing that the administration might be shocked that North Korea is acting as North Korea might very well normally act. And while we applaud robust diplomatic efforts to try to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, many of us were deeply concerned that the lack of deep preparation that is necessary before such a summit is even agreed to was not taking place.
Now take a listen to Secretary of State Pompeo's response.
We have endeavored to do what Chairman Kim and I had agreed, was to put teams, preparation teams, together to begin to work to prepare for the summit. And we had received no response to our inquiries from them. So we, in addition to what the President laid out in his letter, it is also the case that the I disagree with what you said in your opening statement. I think the American team's fully prepared. I think we're rocking. I think we're ready. I think we're prepared for this meeting. I think President Trump's prepared for this meeting. We were fully engaged over the past weeks to prepare for this meeting. So I disagree with your assessment that the Americans are not ready.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.